Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. In the name of Jesus, amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
So it can paralyze us in life. It can cause us to get stuck. It can cause us to go backwards. It can cause us to make wrong choices. It can keep us from living our dreams. And it can also keep us from going and telling people about Jesus. Fear. Fear is an interesting word. If you study fear in Scripture, you realize that the opposite of fear is love. That's interesting, isn't it? You think the opposite of fear would be courage or something like that, but the opposite of fear in Scripture is love. And we think about what God says. God says, I am love, right? And my love casts out what? All fear. Don't be afraid, the angel said. Jesus said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be filled with fear. It's interesting because I did a little study, and that is one of the most reoccurring phrases in all of Scripture. From the Old Testament to the New Testament, over and over, the phrase, don't be afraid, keeps coming up over and over and over again. And you know, I've had people that have been in the military and have told me like this, that if a commanding officer tells you something once, you listen. If he says it twice, you really listen. Well, God says it many, 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 many times. I didn't count. Sorry. I should have, but I didn't. But he says it many, many, many times. So it's Easter morning, and the women are filled with sadness, mourning for Jesus' death. They're on the way to the tomb to do the customary anointing of the body. They didn't do it because of it was a Passover, the Sabbath, so they waited till Sunday morning, the first day of the week, and they're on their way, and they go, and, you know, as they're going along, suddenly there's an earthquake, you know. I've never really experienced an earthquake except for a couple of months ago. There was one here in Fort Worth. I don't even remember that. It was from Oklahoma. Everything bad comes from Oklahoma or something. Is that true? No? Okay. That's what I've been told by other people from Texas. But anyways, there was an earthquake, and the ground shook, you know, and I thought, well, this is weird. Something's going on, but it got my attention. It did. It got my attention. As things rattled and the building swung a little bit, it got my attention. And so can you imagine these women walking up to the tomb of Jesus, and an earthquake happens. It gets their attention so much so that they look up, and there is a stone with what sitting on it? An angel. Now, I don't know about you, but if I were walking along and saw an earthquake, I'd already be afraid. Then if I saw an angel sitting on a stone, I'd be really afraid and probably have to run to the bathroom because I couldn't handle that. This is fear. What's going on? And what does the angel say to them? Hey, how you doing? Jesus is already risen. What you up to, ladies? Why are you carrying those spices? Nope, that's not what he says. What does he say? Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. That's interesting. The first words from the empty tomb happen to be, don't be afraid. Don't have fear. And then what else is interesting is, you know what he follows it up with? What does he follow it up with? Don't be afraid. Jesus has risen from the dead. See where he was. He told you he's going to rise. Then he says what? Now go and tell the disciples. Don't be afraid. Now go and tell. Interesting how those two happen to happen in the same circumstance. Now, right after that, the women were afraid. It says they were afraid, but they were filled with joy. It actually says they were filled with fear and joy. So I started looking up the word fear used in the Greek, and it wasn't the same fear that's the opposite of love. Not the fear that we're talking about as being bad from Satan, because, by the way, fear does come from Satan. If you don't know that, it does. I should have said that in the beginning. It comes from Satan. That's not what it was. It was the fear of awe and respect and wonder and like, oh my gosh, I can't believe what's going on, you know? That kind of little butterfly fear you get in your stomach, you know what I'm talking about, anxiety type stuff, right? But they go and they run to tell the other disciples and they're filled with joy. And what I also notice is this, and I think this is interesting and this could be a whole other sermon for another time, especially in our church body, the first missionaries were women. Did you notice that? They were. They were going to go tell about the resurrection. They were the first missionaries carrying the good news that Jesus Christ had risen to the disciples, by the way, who weren't there. It is Sunday morning. A little later on, the disciples are gathered together in fear and in mourning. Jesus is dead. They were afraid because they thought, for surely, if the Jews who killed Jesus, well, they would come after them next, right? They were afraid. They didn't know what was happening. For all they knew, their heads would be next. They'd be crucified next on the cross. They were afraid. They were afraid because they saw Jesus die. They were afraid and traumatized because of the death that Jesus died. Now, think about this for a second. When I was in Huntsville, and no, I wasn't in prison. I was at a church there. Probably should have been. Never mind. I got to tour the prison where they do the death penalties. And I got to go into the death chamber. And I got to go into the room where they did the death penalties. And I got to lay down on the bed because they demonstrated what they did. No, they didn't really hook me up. But they demonstrated what they do while they perform the death penalty. And then there's a wall with curtains. And those curtains are opened up. And guess who's sitting behind those curtains? Witnesses. From the family of the murderer and family of the person being executed. Can you imagine how traumatic that must be to see a death penalty? Now multiply that, magnify that by 100 times. Jesus being hung on the cross, blood coming down from his hands and his feet, agony, sweat and blood coming down from the thorn, crown of thorns on his head. What agony it was. Multiply that. And now you understand why they're traumatized. They had just seen the most gruesome death that could possibly be seen in Jesus dying for our sins. It had to be gruesome because our sins are so bad. They had just witnessed it. They had just seen it. They were traumatized. They were scared to death. They were full of fear. They didn't know if it was going to happen to them. This is later on in the text. The women get there. They start telling him about Jesus, and suddenly, guess who appears? Who appears? Jesus. And you know what Jesus says to them? Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You know what he says next? Go and tell the others what you've seen. Don't be afraid. Go and tell. The truth is, sometimes we allow fear to hold us back from experiencing the power and the love of the gospel. I want you to think about that for a second. Sometimes we allow fear to hold us back from experiencing the power and the love of the gospel. We're afraid. How can Jesus love someone like me? We're afraid. I'm so full of shame. We're afraid to share our hearts and our emotions. After all, we're German Lutherans. We don't do that. We're afraid to try something different because, heaven forbid, this is the way we've always done it, right? But if we try something different, it might be better. We may experience the gospel more. We're afraid at experiencing the gospel in our lives because we're afraid of telling others about it. You see, the reality is part of experiencing the gospel in our lives is telling others the good news that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. Because after all, that's what we celebrate today. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
That's what we celebrate today, the very fact that Jesus, who died on the cross for our forgiveness, rose from the dead so that we might have eternal life. If Christ had not raised from the dead, that death in the cross would be in vain. It would be no good. We might as well just throw it away. But because he's risen from the dead, he has sealed the promise that our sins are forgiven. He has left our sins, our shame, our guilt in the empty tomb and promises he will no longer look there to see them. He doesn't see our sins anymore. They've been wiped away, were white as snow, removed as far as the east is from the west. And he raises up from that tomb to declare to us that indeed our sins are forgiven forever. And oh, by the way, you will live forever with me, because I'm going to prepare a mansion for you. How exciting is that? How awesome is that? How opposite of fear is that? But fear grasps our lives. Sometimes we're afraid to spend money. Sometimes we're afraid to go to a new job if our job is, our current one is bad. Sometimes we're afraid to make a decision for our child because after all, if we make the wrong decision, what will happen? Sometimes it's the fear of making a decision for a parent we're caring for. And there are all kinds of fears that creep into our lives. I could start naming some of mine, and you'll be like, what? Why are you afraid of that? Sometimes I'm afraid of God's people, because God's people can be very mean. Not here, this church, thank God. But other churches I've been at, sometimes God's people can be mean. That's why I'm so thankful I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. You're stuck with me for a long time. But anyways. We're afraid. And here's what Jesus says as he comes out of the tomb. He lifts up his nail-marked hands and he says to you, don't be afraid. Go love. Go live. Go worship. Go make mistakes and be forgiven. Go tell others about me. Did you notice what I just said a minute ago? Go make mistakes and be forgiven. By the way, it's okay. We're all going to mess up. But because of that cross and that empty tomb, we're forgiven in Jesus. We have everlasting life. Go tell the world that I have risen from the dead. Because as we tell the gospel message, it takes deeper root in our hearts and our lives, because the Holy Spirit is the one working in our lives to tell the message. The same Holy Spirit we got when we were baptized to make us children of God. The same Holy Spirit that works in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper and in Scripture, that works in our lives to make us children of God, is the same Holy Spirit that continues to indwell within us, to strengthen us, to tell the message that Jesus has risen, our sins are forgiven, we will live forever. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of what others may think of you. Don't be afraid that you will say the wrong thing. Don't be afraid they may think you're crazy. I'm crazy and I'm not afraid. Don't be afraid of friends in school who may make fun of you. Don't be afraid of a teacher who says you will get in trouble because you share the gospel, because you won't. You won't. Don't be afraid to go and tell that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. Because that is the message that truly saves us all. In Jesus' name, amen.